two words were front and center in Annapolis, Maryland this month. I cry.
I cry was the mantra of Robert Eads, an omnipresent and tenacious advocate for the city's Black community. He died from COVID-19. I cry are the words he used to conclude his Facebook posts, whether they were videos of civil rights leaders, criticisms of public officials, or fundraising pleas for local kids' school supplies.
And I cry to him was, he wants it to get better. Until it get better, he's going to weep and he's going to cry until it becomes better.
That's Robert Eads' son, Tavon. But Robert Eads didn't just cry. He worked. He led protests. He gave elderly voters rides to the polls on election days. He took local kids on Black history-focused field trips. And he was a fixture at Annapolis City Council meetings.
The next item on the agenda is comments by the general public.
Okay, the first person signed up to speak is Robert Eads. Please come forward.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, City Council members. How you doing? I'm here looking for some respect. Some respect.
He made it a point to go to city council meetings and raise issues, whether it was on housing, police brutality, any injustice that he thought that needed to be brought to the attention of the city council. He did this.
That's Carl Snowden, the chair of the Caucus of African American Leaders of Anne Arundel County. He met Robert Eads in 1976 when they were both working to organize a rent strike. He remembers how Eads would always bring his daughter, now 9 years old, to those council meetings.
He wanted her to understand what Frederick Douglass knew. Where there's struggle, there's progress. Where there's no struggle, there's no progress. And so he took his daughter to all of these meetings and exposed her to how to stand up for what you believe in.
You can start making a big fuss. Somebody will listen.
Absolutely.
You start some smoke and there are people no fire somewhere.
Robert Eads didn't slow down. When protesters marched in Annapolis earlier this year to protest the police killing of George Floyd, he was there. Tavon Eads recalls that at first, his father was up front.
By the time the march got up Main Street, he was in the back of the crowd. And then he said to me later on that day, I finally got through. The youth of Annapolis have actually stood up and did something on their own and did it peaceful.
Tavon says he felt in his heart that his father had completed his assignment.
Robert Eads died earlier this month from COVID-19. He was 63 years old.